Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It's Monday, the 13th of May. Here's our weather wisdom. As we go through the day today, we're going to be looking at a lot of sunshine. Temperatures this afternoon getting near 70 degrees. Average high temperature this time of the year is generally in the 60s, and it occurs right around 3:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And at that point, temperatures start falling back a little bit. It takes a while, though. Between like 3 and 5 o'clock, it's fairly consistent. And that's because, remember, the sun's going down after 8 o'clock. The sun angle is very high. And we're also on daylight saving time. So solar noon is around 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It takes a couple of hours after that to reach your high temperature. Now, tonight we'll have a few clouds around. Temperatures falling back down to the low 50s. A mix of clouds and sun. Low to mid 70s on Tuesday. Some upper 70s to near 80, especially in interior Middlesex County, interior Essex County, and on through southern New Hampshire. Wednesday, weather system approaches from the south. Some showers around. Temperatures in the mid-60s, southerly breeze. Depending on the track of that system will determine how much rain we get. Right now, I'd say a quarter to three-quarters of an inch look fairly reasonable. When is the heaviest rain? Good question. Mid to late afternoon on Wednesday, unless the system speeds up, and then it'll be morning into the early afternoon. But right now, I'd say that's when it occurs. So Wednesday, just plan on kind of an unsettled day. I don't think it's raining every minute of the day, however. Thursday, mostly to partly sunny skies. Temperatures in the mid-60s with a little shower, and mid-60s on Friday as well. So all in all, the real wet day this week is Wednesday. Temperatures, again, in the mid-60s. And then right now, the weekend, little peak, partly to mostly cloudy skies. 60s generally across the area, but it's a ways away, so we'll give another look at it tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody.